Welcome back to the second hour of this week's Friday Morning Jazz in the Groove. My name's Ken Laster here on WWUH. We just heard a great tune from Herbie Hancock, Oliloquy Valley, from the Empyrean Isles album back in 1964 with a quartet basically made up of Miles Davis's rhythm section plus Freddie Hubbard. That would be Herbie Hancock on piano, Freddie Hubbard on cornet, Ron Carter on bass, Tony Williams on drums. And before we get into the next set of music, I would like to make a little announcement. I will be relocating away from the Hartford area. I've certainly loved living here in the past 45 or so years. Basically, breaks my heart to leave the jazz scene here in the Hartford area. It's such a great scene, and it has been an honor to be a part of that scene with the Hartford Jazz Society and WWUH Radio that I have been involved with for many, many years now. And it's going to be sad to leave, but I am about to embark on a new adventure in San Diego, California, where my daughter and granddaughter live. So I've got a couple more shows left after this, and then I'll be leaving. So I want to thank all of the listeners who've tuned in and people who have called in. and especially to those that have called in to support during our fundraising drives. I love you all. Thank you for tuning in and for being part of my life here at WWUH. Thank you for that. This next set of tunes is dedicated to my upcoming adventure in San Diego. We're going to start with a composition by Arthur Blythe from the album Lenox Avenue Breakdown. We are going to hear Down San Diego Way. Thank you. Ah, yes, You Make Me Feel So Young from Christopher Holliday. And I hope you caught that little quoting of Charlie Parker's confirmation at the end of that piece. That is my musical tribute to the city of San Diego, California, for which I will be relocating to September 1st. That last track you heard is made up of musicians from the San Diego area, those that I have been getting hip to each time I've been there to visit. That is Christopher Holliday, who actually resided here in New England before moving to San Diego. That one from his latest album entitled Dialogue, and the name of his group is Christopher Holliday and Telepathy. And that's Christopher Holliday on alto saxophone, Gilbert Castellanos on trumpet, Joshua White on piano, Rob Thorson on bass, and Tyler Krutel on drums. Before that, we heard Bolero in San Diego by Irving Flores and Danzen Jazz Trio from the album American Influence. And we started out that set with Arthur Blythe. I love how he often incorporates the tuba into his works in place of the bass. That's from an album called Lenox Avenue Breakdown from 1978. And that is Down San Diego Way. As I said, that is my tribute to San Diego. I hope you enjoyed that one. We're going to continue on with some McCoy Tyner. This one from an album called Today and Tomorrow. Let's hear McCoy's take on A Night in Tunisia. Thank you.
Thank you.
the often frenetic, intense playing of Miguel Zanon from the album Sonero, the music of Ismael Rivera, his latest release. We heard La Gata Montesa, and that features a great quartet: Miguel Zanon on alto saxophone, Louis Perdomo on piano, Hans Glowischnig on bass, and Henry Cole on drums. I really liked that album. Before that, we heard from McCoy Tyner from the album Today and Tomorrow. That's 1964 release. And that features McCoy Tyner on piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, and Albert Heath on drums. We're going to finish up this hour with the Kenny Barron, Dave Holland trio from their latest album, Without Deception. Kenny Barron on piano, Dave Holland on bass, and Jonathan Blake on drums. And we are going to hear this song, I Remember When. This is Kenny Barron and Dave Holland trio.
Thank you.
Kenny Barron and Dave Holland trio, I Remember When. We've got a little more time left, so we're going to take things out with Dave Holland, Zakir Hussain, and Chris Potter. So we are going to hear Mazad from the album Good Hope. Thank you.